Lebanon has its first government since Syrian forces left the country in April. Lebanon's president approved a list of 24 ministers, which for the first time includes a member of Hezbollah, an Islamist group on the State Department's terrorism list. For more than a month, political wrangling had stalled the naming of a government, but the new political leadership is expected to be dominated by anti-Syrian politicians. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Beirut.
Lebanon's new government is a victory for Saad Hariri, the 35-year-old son of Rafik Hariri, the billionaire businessman and prime minister who rebuilt the Lebanese capital out of the ashes of the country's civil war. Saad Hariri ran the family business, but all that changed last February when a massive car bomb killed his father. Many Lebanese blame Syria. The younger Hariri turned to politics, heading a successful election campaign in June. Hariri wants political power. He also wants to know who killed his father.
My father was killed, so I want to find out who killed him, who planned it, who executed it, who financed it.
Do you think the Syrians killed your father?
I don't point out my finger to anyone. But this is a very delicate matter. Like my father used to say, the truth will come out.
Black banners with "The Truth" stenciled in bold white letters hang on the walls of Hariri's office. There are more security guards than secretaries here. The young, gregarious man who once enjoyed Beirut's nightlife and fine restaurants says he seldom leaves the office without heavy protection.
Do you feel that you are targeted here for assassination?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because we won the elections and we've been getting threats.
What kind of threats?
We will kill you.
Do you know who it is?
If I knew, I would get them.
Hariri says he's not the only one on the hit list. Other members of his political coalition called the Future Current Movement have also been threatened. His alliance campaigned against Syrian influence in Lebanon. Syria withdrew its troops from the country in April, ending almost 30 years of political control, but not Syrian influence, says Hariri. In the past few weeks, Damascus has halted most Lebanese commercial traffic on the border. Many Lebanese believed it was an attempt to influence the formation of the new government.
I think the Syrians are saying that they have security problems and security issues.
Is there a political aspect to this pressure, or is it simply security?
I believe it's both. I think what is being done to Lebanon now is very harmful, because it's Lebanese farmers and Lebanese people who are suffering. It is pressure on Lebanon. I'm trying to give the benefit of the doubt, but obviously it is hurting a lot for Lebanon.
Syrian troops left Lebanon under heavy international pressure. A United Nations Security Council resolution, sponsored by the U.S. and France, demanded the withdrawal. The UN resolution also called for disarming Hezbollah, an Islamist political and paramilitary movement. It is a challenge for the new government, but Hariri says that part of the resolution will have to wait.
If Lebanon is asked to resolve all its problems at the same time, then we are bound to fail.
Disarmament of Hezbollah is a Lebanese issue, says Hariri. Outside pressure would only cause further divisions in the country.
I know that the Bush administration is anxious about this issue.
Do they say that?
They've said it publicly. I mean, in the end of the day, I think, the Bush administration looks upon Lebanon as how to regain its democracy. So in order for us to preserve this democracy, and in order for us to fight for our freedom, we need time.
Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.